studio is Iowa Public Radio reporter Sarah Bowden, who is following a story out of northwest Iowa, specifically Storm Lake. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Emily.
So the U.S. Supreme Court will hear this case. It's a nearly $5.8 million class action lawsuit from Tyson Foods employees who say that they were shorted hourly wages. So tell us what happened here. First, how many employees are we talking about and what's their argument?
More than 3,300 employees say that Tyson shorted them wages. Basically, Tyson has had calculated how long it took individual employees to put on and off, take off protective gear depending on their job. And employees successfully argued in lower courts that Tyson had vastly underestimated that average and therefore they were entitled to additional wages. Tyson is now saying maybe we did that in some cases because laws weren't clear. However, not everyone named in this class action lawsuit was actually shorted wages, and that's because different jobs require different protective clothing. Some people choose to wear additional items. Also, people take on and put off these clothing in different order. And so basically they're saying that these plaintiffs in this collective don't have enough in common to qualify class action status. So that's what the Supreme Court is arguing. There's also an additional aspect dealing with a concept called trial by formula, which is whether the sampling of individuals who perhaps were wronged, therefore you can extrapolate and say, because this group of people in this class action were wronged, that means that we can assume that everybody was wronged, and therefore we can take these experiences of these individuals and then apply it to the larger group.
And when you say, you know, they each have different jobs and they have to transition out of their protective gear, we're talking about a pork plant here in Storm Lake, right?
Yes, that's right, a pork processing plant.
Okay, so hygiene is really, you know, important.
Yeah, hygiene, people are dealing with a lot of knives. I mean, so you can imagine that people are wearing some serious protective gear that I've never been in a pork processing plant, but I would assume that they're wearing a lot of stuff depending on what job they have. Some may not wear a lot of stuff at all, actually. It really, Tyson's arguing that people have, you know, are wearing a lot of different types of gear depending on the job.
So why has the case made its way to the Supreme Court?
It's a common tactic amongst defendants in class action lawsuits to try and argue the people in the class don't have enough in common and therefore a class action lawsuit is inappropriate. It's also very common that once a class is certified, so once a judge says, yeah, you group of people that are saying that you've been wrong, you qualify as a collective for the purposes of a class action, oftentimes it'll be mostly settled out of court to kind of mitigate how much a company has to pay. The award ended up being nearly $5.8 million, which sounds like a lot, but according to MarketWatch.com in 2014, Tyson's gross annual income was more than $2.8 billion. So, I mean,
and that's billion, you said.
Billion. And this settlement was only like nearly $5.8 million. So what I think is happening, and this is my educated guess, but what I think is happening is Tyson really wants this decision of trial by formula to be decided. My educated guess, again, is that Tyson rather have this decided when the sum at stake is not that much money in the grand scheme of things. So if they lose, then they have to pay $5.8 million.
But if they win, then they presume this could happen again to them on a larger scale.
Right. Well, yeah, if they win, then they're protected from having to answer this question again. They kind of get rid of questions when it comes to trial by formula.
Well, I'm talking with Sarah Bowden. She's Iowa Public Radio's reporter covering this Tyson Foods lawsuit that could be considered by the U.S. Supreme Court. And Sarah, you follow court cases pretty regularly. And in your reporting, you found a similar court case from back in 2011 involving Walmart employees. It was also a class action lawsuit. How are these two cases similar, and what can that case tell us about what may happen with this one?
So Walmart was also a class action lawsuit, like you said, dealing with sex discrimination. Female employees alleged that, and the number was really big, some depending on who you ask, it's somewhere between 500,000 to 1.5 million, so a lot of women. And what they alleged was that Walmart had denied them pay increases and promotions and based on their gender. And the way that they determined that is that the individual women testified and said, you know, well, my manager did this and I was denied this promotion and that's sex discrimination and I'm entitled to damages. What Walmart successfully argued is that, you know, there's no way that you can just say by talking to individual women that this happened for all these women. You can't just say, well, this happened to Mary in Topeka, Kansas. That means that Sue in Rhode Island and Rebecca and Tanisha in Oregon, they're also victims of sex discrimination. And so in the ruling, Justice Scalia, who penned the opinion, he said that it's not okay to use this trial by formula to say, therefore, the experiences of this sample group of people can be applied to the collective as a whole. What's interesting about Tyson, what kind of makes it a little different, is that Tyson didn't record how long it actually took each of his individual employees to take on and put off the clothing. Therefore, the plaintiffs used a study to determine this, and they found it was somewhere between like 18 and 21 minutes, I believe. And so the situation has similarities and differences, and it's now up to the Supreme Court to kind of decide where the line gets drawn.
Hmm. And when will the Supreme Court decide this? When will they hear the case?
This is a case for next fall. So the term starts in October and it ends in June. So we can expect a ruling probably sometime this time next year.
All right. Well, we'll be sure to cover this story as it develops. Sarah Bone, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Emily.